Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
He just got hit by a pitch, and my fantasy team is puckered right now.
Yeah, and of course, it came from a White Sox pitcher.
Yeah, he's just mad.
Reel it in. You're not even supposed to be here.
He's just mad because the Mariners are probably going to play him at some point with Eugenio at third base.
He can't sit with us!
By the way, guys, it's up to me to confirm and clarify former misnomer that we thought that the whole one person per team rule on the all-star team
Correct. Actually
was not a thing. It is still a thing. I read that. I'm like, what? Okay,
so yeah,
no.
Even more. Shane Smith, you're not even supposed to be here.
Well, he is. Barely.
Barely.
By literal definition
and,
of job only.
And the kid from Miami is only here because on Saturday he hit 3 home runs.
Exactly.
All right. Kyle Trowers, is that his name?
I think so. That sounds,
I don't know if
Kyle
that's Stowers, his first name,
he was
Trowers.
No, Kyle Stowers.
Stowers?
Stowers. Yes. He's had an at-bat. And the reason I know that is because he was an Oriole and he was traded to the Orioles for Trevor Rogers last year at the trade deadline.
Oh, man. Is that gonna go down as one of the worst trades?
It's not great, Bob. It's not a great trade.
Hey, dude, you got Adam Jones for Eric Bedard.
Yeah, right? I was going
to
say,
hold on to that one.
Yeah, you were part of the Mariners literally giving Major League Baseball prospects of theirs and basically becoming a feeder system for other teams.
That was the Mariners' choice? Okay.
It was.
We didn't even want Adam Jones.
Eric Bedard was.
We were like, dude.
Adam Jones is a top 10 Oriole of all time.
Well, actually, with
is he not?
I mean,
Someone did
present company excluded.
Yeah, someone did like an all-star, all Orioles lineup over the years, and he was our center fielder.
Jim Palmer, Cal, obviously.
Yeah, Adam Jones was starting in center.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah.
Going with the home run derby last night, you should appreciate this. Mr. Guardian won Eduardo Perez, one of the three guys on the call for ESPN at the derby.
I do not claim Eduardo Perez.
Well, you should, because he got you for the Cleveland Guardians Indians at the time, Shin-Soo Choo. The Mariners gave Shin-Soo Choo up for a half of season of crap play from Eduardo Perez. What did Choo play, like 15 years in baseball?
I did.
You're
like,
welcome.
I did like Shin-Soo Choo.
You're welcome.
I did like him. I don't know. Maybe you guys get Stephen Kwan. The Mariners get Stephen Kwan.
The price would be too high, and I'm not sure that they're looking at outfield as much as they are corner infield. So
I'll take Brian Wu off your hands.
Nobody's taking Brian Wu.
Did you see him on the red carpet?
Yeah.
That's a good looking bro.
Oh, dude.
That's a good looking dude.
Hey, if we want to talk about red carpet, Ryan O'Hearn's wife.
Yeah.
Dude.
Fox.
Dude.
20 dude. Out of 10.
As soon as I saw
a one seed, as they say.
As soon as I saw a video, I sent it immediately to fellow Oriole fan, sales bro Kurt Ludwig, and just sent him the video and just put Ryan O'Hearn's wife.
Ryan O'Hearn wife.
Dude.
All right, let's see. Yeah,
See her from.
Whoa.
Dude.
I can't even really see her face, but everything else I can see looks great.
I think the Mariners should trade for him just because of that.
Yeah, it is up, and
dude,
it
his
is
mom's
very,
hot too.
Very good.
Of course she is.
Dude, his mom's kind of hot.
Yeah, I was.
She probably looks like his mom.
Well represented at the All-Star game.
A lot of talent. Whoa, whoa, Whoa.
You getting some more? Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He's got his own Livy Dunn. Holy
I might take this girl over. I would.
Yeah. Damn. My God.
Yeah.
Up tops.
If you are listening to the show,
go Google.
Spoiler alert. Go to Twitter.
My wife
whatever,
is not.
But
Google.
Oh my God.
Hannah O'Hearn. Google Hannah O'Hearn. Do it,
dude. Good for Ryan O'Hearn.
Good for him.
Jesus.
He's gonna look great in a Cubs uniform.
I want to see every single All Star significant other. And then we rank them. You want to talk about List Radio? That's all-star content right there.
Yeah, who's got the most busted?
I know, at least in the...
Are we like...
Oh my God, she's a dog!
Are we like poo-pooing Clayton Kershaw because his wife's like 42 or something? Because he's old too?
Is that a thing?
It's like Mizorowski has a girlfriend and she's like 10.
I know Robinson Cano had some dumpster fires that he knocked up. Like, his baby mamas are ugly.
Jesus.
No,
Anthony Simons, hot talk.
Former Mariner did not like the attractive lady.
Former Listen, Mariner, Anthony Simons.
No, former Mariner, Robinson Cano.
Clayton Kershaw's wife is conventionally cute. Like, if you had
a buddy. I was just giving grief.
If you had a buddy and this was his older sister, you'd have a little crush on
him. You'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm drunk. What
Yeah, Ryan O'Hearn's wife, that is.
That's a one seed.
That is. Wow.
Yeah, can that there be more
also,
than one
also
seed?
You got to remember, like, in the All Star game, you know, there's a lot of younger people. So, like, does Anthony Munoz have a wife? Probably not.
What's Junior Caminero rocking with?
Probably not a wife.
Yeah, see it.
At least like a
girlfriend.
A thang.
I know Cal Raleigh has a girlfriend. I don't think she was at
oh,
the festivities.
Oh, Cal Raleigh's got. Remember Russell Wilson's wife before Ciara?
Oh, yeah.
That's a Cal Raleigh wife.
Junior Caminero engaged.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's she look?
I'm pulling it up. Well, seeing that he's Hispanic, he probably has a smoking hot Latina.
I'm sure.
I'm trying to get a good picture.
I'd love
here.
It if his girl's like Asian, like Japanese or something. That'd be dope.
His own BTG.
He's just like, look, man, like, I'm a world-class baseball player, and I'm a world-class ladies' man.
Hey.
Sometimes they just throw a nice warm bath. You put some candles around, pull out some Cavassier, and then I'm going to put it in the...
Yeah, and by the way, someone asked what's going to happen from 7 to 9. Leon Phelps, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies' man taking over.
I'm actually not going anywhere. I'm just here doing Leon Phelps for 2 hours.
In blackface.
What?
In whiteface.
Wow.
That's what Patrick said. That's what he's going to do.
That's right. What I'm going to do.
He's going to make it work.
I'm going to make it work. I'm a man of the people.
You get a new show, and then you're fired a week
later. Have you found Caminero's girl yet?
I'm trying my hardest here. It's all these pictures of them like hugging after the engagement, but I can't. I want to find the actual like
I like the idea of Brian Wu looking so good on the red carpet. That's why he left his girl at home, because he's like checking for other prospects.
Did he have a girl in Atlanta?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I mean, to be fair, he was kind of like the Paul Skeens look when he came into the league, where he got that kid acne because he's like 21, 22.
Totally.
But
totally.
Now, with the long hair, face
Dude,
is fixed
that
up,
red car, he looked better than anybody
he
today.
He looks hot. That flip up baseball like hairdo that you do, it's almost like the hockey flip, but it's just better because it sits outside of a hat.
Dude, as a Mariner fan, you won All-Star Weekend. You got the dump winning the home run derby.
Yeah.
And you got Brian Wu winning the red carpet.
And Andres Munoz brought his cat, Matilda. That hit social media like crazy
as
well.
Oh, Matilda showed up.
Munoz throwing 100-mile-an-hour heat on the telly right now.
They should have Matilda on the mound.
Just sleeping next to him in the grass.
Yes.
like, I love you.
Yes, exactly. I have it all hopped up on catnip.
Well, it wouldn't stay there.
I'm going to get so hopped
TV.
Up on catnip tonight.
Be good TV. From what I can see, Junior Caminero is doing just fine.
See, does anybody know Julio's
You've
situation?
Seen five or six different girls and you're like, they all work.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
Julio's what, 24? Haven't heard a lick about who he's dating. I would assume that means he's playing La Field.
No, he's just only seen with his best friend, Steve.
Ah, it's one of those.
That'd be awesome.
That would be. Dude, I would love if a Mariner.
I need a major any league. Of them. I need a major league superstar to be like, and this is my partner John, and be like, oh, I love you.
I love
you so much.
Like what?
I love you so much. Then Trump deports him.
That's not okay here. We can't not deal okay. with that.
We don't do
that
Andres ever. Munoz's cat is one of those Persian short hairs with a funny looking face.
Yeah, okay. Kind of ugly. But cute.
I just saw one of those cats like live and in person on Sunday, a Persian short hair. And yeah, they are hilariously ugly and even funnier in person. And I couldn't get enough of this little cat. It even snorted like a pug because its face is all smashed in. Like, I'd do the whole, like, oh, come here, kitty, now with my hands, and then it would be, like, sniffing.
We hang out with my wife's cousin from time to time, great old friend of mine as well, and she has a pug, and she's like, I brought the dog, and the dog walks in, he's like, and it's like, dude, I think you're going to die, man.
My stoma.
I think you're going to die.
My emphysema.
I'm guessing that this text... from 971 was
holy smokes
was in response to Ryan O'Hearn's wife because
yeah, dude.
I'm telling you that
holy smoke show.
Keep him as an Oriole for life.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk some more baseball. I don't know what's going on, dude. We're just talking about
dude. House we'll have plenty of shows after this.
Plenty
it's
of
fine.
Shows. Like this is just a mess around. It's the All Star break. We do whatever we want. That's Joe.
The show's
Fisher.
Gonna go on forever.
That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos. 1080 the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
By the way, that does remind me of the one time that I produced and hosted the Hot Corner by myself.
Oh my dude. Dude, that's a terrible read. Is that better? I'm just going to say it. Is that better than me producing a show with just me and AJ? Will Darkens went on paternity leave for
no,
3 months.
Better.
And I didn't have a job, and I produced AJ and Dusty for 3 months, and we once did a show, just the two of us.
What was her top topic that day?
WNBA. And this is
Stop.
6 years ago.
Stop.
So it's like, it's not
hey,
even where we are.
Hey,
and the next we did Olympic gymnastics.
You shut your mouths. One, we are now a WNBA town.
Dude, AJ's my homie, though. Me and AJ,
she
I text her
you.
From time to time, like...
No, you don't.
I did. Okay, last time I texted her was 2 years ago.
From time to time. Good to know what that means.
The time is 2 years.
Well, interval. I was in Hawaii, and I was sitting at a bar.
And you were asking, do you need anything for the show?
No, she had already moved on.
And she responded, who's this?
She already moved on. And I was sitting at a brewery in Hawaii, in Oahu. In Honolulu, and they were showing some surf competition, and I looked up, and there was AJ doing sideline reporting, and I texted her, I was like, yo, girl, what up? I am at a brewery in Hawaii, and you're on the TV. She was like, that was tape delayed 6 months ago, but it's good to hear from you. I hope things are great.
That is great. You know, I have
thus stapling, cementing, me and AJ, we're friends.
Well, one, I will say,
we text that Cam Cleland tomorrow.
No, it was not better than that show. Maybe it was, but Harley on the YouTube chat says real ones remember the Joe Solo show. You're damn right you do.
Why didn't we just cancel it?
That was Emmy Award winning program.
It was Joe like
nobody knew it at the time.
Joe was like, I want to be a full time on air personality. I'll just do it.
I was like, we'll make this work. We'll make it happen. We're in the middle of the baseball season. We're not gonna skip a damn show. Not under my watch.
We should have just called that.
Yeah, I don't know how I made that happen, but I did it. I didn't quit. I didn't tap out. People rolled with
me. They're
going
to do him first.
We're going to use this opportunity to reminisce about our good friend Mike Lynch. You know, Mike was a lot of fun to do this show with because we got Mike real uncomfortable easily. Damn it, Joe.
Hey, that is a Mike Lynch quote right there. That's Mike Lynch. He threw out the man more than anybody.
Mike, I'm really enjoying the show today. I will always miss Mike. Mike was a lot of fun on this show. He really was.
He was a savant.
Do you remember the show that we did, Indians, Yankees? And we cut into live broadcast? Why did we think that was a good idea? It was such bad radio.
I don't think this show had many good ideas. I think this is the segment of bad ideas of the Hawk Corner.
It was the playoffs, and I'd like bet Mike like $100 that we were going to beat the Yankees.
Did you really?
No, but it was like a sandwich bet or something, and I was like, we got this, and then it cut in. The final score was like 8-2.
What kind of sandwich?
Probably Baker's Mark. I mean, that's my sandwich joint. So that's good.
The Dutch Crunch.
I don't do Dutch Crunch because it tastes like blood.
Oh, no. Dude, Dutch Crunch is a way to go. And get some peppers on there.
Dude, it just cuts the roof of my mouth.
With the hot mayo or the spicy mayo or whatever they put on there.
All the hell.
Oh, my God. Sounds so good.
The All-Star game right now, 6-4. Byron Buxton with a double.
Things are getting spicy here.
Suarez from San Diego.
Buxton's injured.
And he's done for the season.
And he's dead.
Yeah, Mike was a lot of fun. I think we really, because Mike was the producer for Primetime at the time. And still fun, old, little, naive, young Mike. And I feel like when you came in the picture, Joe, we really made him uncomfortable.
How so?
Just you and me being you and me and making him uneasy and talking about women hots.
Hey.
And
hey, I do not.
I love Tesla.
I don't get inappropriate on the show.
Women hots are bad convo. I'm confused.
Well, I don't know. Mike's such a good kid.
Oh, he looks really hot.
He's the protected soul.
I was going to do Matt Harvey.
The church kid. Yes, wow.
Keep firing those off.
Yeah, Matt Harvey, not a good person, as we now know.
Give me some bass touching.
You're just trying to slip it in there.
Ooh.
And they're going to do him first. I feel like you don't even have to touch it, to be Matt honest Harvey with you. They're not touching the bass.
Matt Harvey was Batman, just saying.
One shining moment.
I think that was, we were past baseball season, we had nothing to talk about. And Mike always wanted to talk about the great Syracuse basketball team, the great Jim Boeheim, and the greatness that was Syracuse basketball outside of 2003 doesn't exist. And I was like, what do you think this is? One shining moment?
One shining moment.
Beautiful.
I'm going to go ahead and not even be coy about it. I'm going to poke Patrick Harris.
That's my guy right there. That's my guy.
Yeah.
Man, I made a drastic mistake.
What's that?
Googling hottest girlfriends in MLB.
Why?
Makes you feel crappy about yourself, huh?
I don't know if it's so much a mistake. Like some I'm getting some good content.
Some bench player for the Angels just got the number one.
Oh, you guys
Well, Cole Tucker is apparently married to Vanessa Hudgens.
You didn't know that?
I did know that. Yeah. And Cole Tucker is not a good-looking dude.
No, nor is he a good baseball player.
How he got Hudgens is beside me.
Because he's tall, my wife asked goofy.
Me, she goes, do you know who Cole Tucker is? And I go, did you misread Kyle Tucker?
No.
And she goes, no, it's Cole, C-O-L-E. I was like, I have no idea who you're talking about.
The most beautiful baseball wags of 2025.
He's not even on a team.
Cole Tucker?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that doesn't count as a baseball.
I don't think he has a job. The guy doesn't even have a job.
He's a minor leaguer. I know he sniffed the
How do you get Vanessa Hudgens and you ain't even got a job?
Good for him. He doesn't need a job with Vanessa Hudgens.
I suppose that's true.
Career war. Yeah, he played last year for the Angels, hit .180. So
good for him. Now he's going to be a stay-at-home dad.
I'm sure he's playing minor league baseball this year.
No, I'm going to pump into that.
You guys remember Eric Sogard? Nerdy, like, second baseman-looking guy with glasses? Like, wore goggles?
No.
No? Middle infielder? His wife was smoking hot. He was, like, 5'10 and ugly as hell. But baseball.
By the way, I think I found Julio Rodriguez's girlfriend.
Adam Jones, our P1 Adam Jones on the YouTube channel. I believe he's on the board behind me. Did I add him?
I think so.
The Adam Jones. That's my handwriting. Hot take. Livy Dunn is just meh.
Okay.
Get the hell right out of here.
After seeing Ryan O'Hearn's girl.
Dude, Brian O'Hearn's girlfriend is...
Kind of skews the whole thing a little bit.
That's a game changer.
That's
right
a
there.
Game changer.
Stacked.
Those women are...
What's Bryce's perfect. Wife look like? Does Bryce's wife look good? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bryce Harper?
What are we doing here?
This is
what are we doing here?
This is like a,
it's the last show
for Bryce.
Who doesn't
like
a good
sweet,
rubby action?
It's a high school sweetheart MLB status. Players, I think. They've been together a while.
You gotta clench your fist real tight and make sure it's popping out, and you just bam.
Yeah, I think Julio's dating a super hot from the Canadian soccer team.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, dope.
Another see, I love the athlete marriages. That's always fun.
Doesn't have a huge load either.
Oh my god,
I just get off at weird times.
Whew. Some mess with this thermostat.
Boy, let me tell you, this is the matchup we've all been waiting for in the All-Star game.
Your boy,
Sugar Diaz and Jazz Chisholm.
How funny would it be if he hit a go-ahead home run right here? I really want him to hit a go-ahead home run.
It would be amazing. Or how about a direct line?
Wouldn't that be
Olsen?
A way to end this show? Is him getting a go-ahead? Oh, and he lines out the first.
Bad as good. Hit a lot of those in the home run derby, too.
What a pick by Olsen right there.
Dude, Olsen is a top five defensive first baseman the last 5 years.
And look at this. I'm looking at his wife right now.
Matt Olsen?
Yeah.
Nicole
Olsen. She's drinking an espresso martini.
Didn't you see her last night?
Oh, I already hate her now.
I did not see her last night.
As a former bartender, God, I love saying that. As a former restaurant industry guy, God, it never gets old. The espresso martini can rot in hell.
Really? Well, yeah. Not an easy make?
That's fighting words.
It's not even about that. It's a dumb cocktail.
That's fighting words in the BTK's house.
I don't care, man. Dude. The big time Korean can go find a new drink, okay?
That's yummy stuff, man.
Gosh. Yeah, man.
Go have some coffee, okay? Take a shot of vodka. Go smoke a cigarette like an adult.
According to Ranker.com, number one hottest wag, wife and girlfriend of baseball, most beautiful wag of 2025, Livy Dunn.
Yep.
Yeah, but I mean, Livy is gorgeous. There's no taking away. But I think she gets a little bump because she's Livy Dunn. Look,
yeah,
Livy Dunn is
hot.
Gorgeous, but Ryan O'Hearn's wife is hotter than Livy Dunn.
She, dude, Ryan O'Hearn's
if we're just,
wife.
If we're just line up here, if we're just putting them all in a row. Like a cattle call? I'm taking O'Hearn's
Don't
wife.
Don't say that.
Taking O'Hearn's wife.
Yeah, good for him, dude.
Good for him.
Good for him.
Good for all of them.
Well,
Houston later. I hope she likes the sun in Texas.
It's the top of the ninth here in the All-Star game.
Joe said to me before we started the show, he's like, I'm mad at Joe Davis. I was like, how are you mad at Joe Davis? He's awesome. And he goes, because Ryan O'Hearn came to the plate and he's like, hey, he ain't going to be in Baltimore much longer.
Yeah, I felt like that was an unnecessary low blow in this broadcast. Like, you were celebrating the players.
Took a fat shot at your team.
And they're showing his stats. And they're like, Ryan O'Hearn.
You think he's like Stephen Kwan at the base at the plate right now? Could be a huge tying run here for the American League, and he's going to look great in left field at Yankee Stadium.
Well, no, because that's not going to happen.
Oh, but... Kwan's getting dealt.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. No, we're not going to re-sign him.
Why would you not re-sign him?
Dude, my team sucks because my team's an idiot.
That is an automatic dude on base like every other at-bat.
I agree.
That's a mistake. But yeah, I thought it was a low blow by Joe Davis. He's like, Ryan O'Hearn, he's
that's
having
a Joe on Joe crime.
He's having a great year for the Orioles. Look at those stat numbers. And that's the last time that probably won't see him in an Orioles jersey much longer. And I'm just like, what the F is that, Joe? Like, I know.
I hope he's traded tomorrow. Never plays for the O's again.
I am familiar with the situation that we are in.
We are aware. We are aware.
Screw
you. Kwan. Oh, he got it. It's a tie ball game. Steven Kwan.
How about that? Look at that. Crazy. See, that's why you don't trade him right there.
That is what we're talking about.
Down goes Anderson. Down goes Anderson.
6-6, ALNL tied in the top of the ninth. Two outs. Kwan on first with Randy
Arozarena
up to bat.
Dude, I hope he hits a dinger.
I hope he lines out right to third base.
Look at Kwan. Look at that hustle. That's a ball player right there.
Like I said, that's a dude that, you know what? I appreciate that in an all-star game. He did not look at the ball. As soon as he made contact, it was head down. I am running my ass off
the
first
base. This is the best. And he stole second. Get it. Right here, Joe. You're behind me.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go, Kwani.
I love the F.
That's why this is the best. The all-star game in Major League Baseball, they actually try. The hockey guys do too. All right. Let's get out of here. I want to do fair or foul and I want to let it breathe. The last ever fair or foul coming up next. But first, Jordan Schultze with an update.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com, code FIT.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is everybody's favorite. Fair or Foul. Aroldis Chapman in at the bottom of the ninth. Tie game 6-6 because my boy, Stephen Kwan, if the AL wins this, give him the MVP.
Can they? Can they win it? Is it just going to be a tie?
No, we don't tie anymore.
Can we get a split?
But if we run out of pitchers,
dude, does
we
Doc
will?
Roberts call Kike Hernandez and say, yo, fire up the jet. I'm going to need you here in a minute.
Can we split screen this game with wherever Ryan O'Hearn's wife is in the stadium, please?
Dude, she's not at the stadium. She's like,
oh, yeah,
I'm picking out apartments in Houston.
Oh, shut up.
Or Chicago.
No, a very beautiful apartment in the Chesapeake Bay.
She's going to the Nationals?
No, 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 don't you do that. Is that even near the Chesapeake Bay?
I have no idea, dude. I just wanted to get you riled up.
Is it more inland, Washington, D.C.?
It's on the Virginia border.
Yeah, so it's definitely not. I mean, it's close enough. But Baltimore's right there on the bay. Anyways, Ryan O'Hearn's wife.
Hot. 9 walk-off wins in All-Star history. Last in 2008.
Ryan O'Hearn's wife. Hot.
This is Fair or Foul. It's our last Fair or Foul ever, so let's have some fun with it. We'll turn it over to our fantastic producer, Jordan Schultz.
Yeah, Ryan O'Hearn's wife, hot. I'm just kidding. I think we've all agreed on that one.
That thing is in deep center field.
Foul, it's my wife. She is lovely.
Hit it out of the park.
I'm going to hit it out of the park tonight.
No kidding. What's that phrase, out kicking the coverage? Even Ryan O'Hearn, stud Major League Baseball player, out kicked the coverage
show,
on that one.
I'm going to show my son this and be like, you're getting into baseball right
this
now.
This is why.
Or golf. All the PGA wags, too.
That's true. A lot
like
of those
Shane
guys
Lowry,
got...
sorry, ugly dude, but his wife.
That's my countryman.
Shane Lowry?
That's my brother.
You guys might share like a...
We love hand pies. Leave us alone.
It's like you have nothing in common. Okay. Love that you identify with him. Okay, guys. We were talking Cal Raleigh versus Aaron Judge on the MVP debate. I brought up the defense that Cal Raleigh has played. Reigning Platinum Glove winner at the catcher position, which... Since they've introduced the Platinum Glove, I'm not sure a catcher has actually won it. Be interested to see that. But wanted to see you guys if you knew how many assists from the outfield that Aaron Judge has had so far this year. Fair or foul? Aaron Judge has 0 assists from the outfield so far this year. Fair or foul?
The last time I saw him making a crucial defensive play was in Game 5 of the World Series.
God, this again.
And I don't think that went well. I'm going to ride this train. I'm going to say fair. I'm going to say that Judge has no outfield assists.
I'm not going to answer this. This is an
out
agenda that Schultz is trying to push.
This is some DEI Democrat fake news BS.
He's great. Don't ask to talk Aaron Judge.
He has 0 assists
Alejandro
this
Kirk
season.
Just challenged the ABS.
That was
there. Got it right.
Fair or foul. He has 0 outfield assists this season.
Oh, he's got to have at least 1. I mean, for God's sakes, we're 90 games into the season. You're telling me he doesn't have 1 assist?
I don't know, man. The Yankees are not great defensively.
No, they're not. But I'm going to say foul. He's got at least 1.
That would be correct. He has 1. He literally has 1.
Got at least 1.
It is not fair. It is foul, but only due to the fact that he has had 1 outfield assist.
The home run stroker.
Just proven my point that the dude has done nothing outside of smacking bombs at the plate. And I'd be interested to see what his average with runners in scoring position is. Are any of those hits that are making him at 350 as valuable as what Cal is doing?
I'm very...
I would say no.
I'm very excited that on the last Hot Corner ever, Jordan Schultz gives me a hot take of, I don't think Judge is really doing anything.
No.
He only has 35 home runs and is batting .320. But have any of those really come in clutch?
Anything comparable to Cal. Sorry. My bias might be showing through here, but...
A touch?
He's in a cracker box! If I hit 50 home runs over the Green Monster in Boston.
I don't know.
And Cal hits 50 at T-Mobile Park. Who would you say is the better hitter?
I don't
know. Cal Raleigh, right?
Look at Aaron Judge's spray chart. I mean, it's everywhere.
But how many of those home runs are only home runs in Yankee Stadium? I want to look that up because I bet you out of his 30-some, there's probably 8 or 9 that are only Yankee Stadium shots.
I can't back you on this, Schultz.
I know you can't.
I can't.
That's okay. But I'm going
to
bring...
I want to, but I can't.
I want to bring facts to your ass, though. So we'll see if I can actually find that before the end of the show. All right, guys.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Moving on, of course, Cal Raleigh, sticking with the theme of Cal v. Aaron Judge. Well, Cal v. the field in the home run derby last night absolutely crushed him. 54 total home runs and beat Junior Caminero by 3 in the championship round. The second ever Seattle Mariner to win the home run derby. The first since Ken Griffey Jr. And the first catcher ever to win the derby, guys.
I had a funny moment.
Yeah.
They were like, Cal Raleigh wins the home run derby. He is the second Mariner to ever win it and fourth all time. And I was like, whoa. Doing math real quick in my head. Who's got 3? Oh, right, kid.
He's like,
my bad.
It's all good.
I forgot.
How could you forget?
I forgot he's got 3.
Because the Mariners.
But it's like, it's shocking. It's like the second time ever, but fourth all time. You're like, whoa, what?
Those 90s, man. He actually, in 2000, I think Sammy Sosa beat him, but it was still Griffey and Sosa in the finals.
Griffey was in the final in 2000. He hit the ball off the warehouse in Camden.
Oh, that was that year. Ooh, beautiful.
Which was only like 465 because it stopped at the wall.
How dare he vandalize a historic building?
Otherwise, it's probably, you know, 540.
Yeah, like near 600. Good Lord. Guys, fair or foul, another catcher will win the home run derby in the future. It's a pretty special one. Fair or foul? Cal's the first one to do it.
I mean, I'm going to say fair.
I'm going to say fair, too. I'm going to say fair because I think there's a current catcher in baseball that can win it.
Okay.
I think there's one in the minors that can do it, too.
Who's in the minors?
Samuel Baseo. Orioles catcher. Dude. He'll probably end up being a first baseman or DH. But
it's like, what about Adley? You already forget about him?
I mean, Adley can win a home run derby. With what we saw from Adley last
year. He's not going to go back.
No, he's just too good of a time. No. I had too much fun doing that. I don't need to do that anymore.
No, he caught him while he was hot, and it was in the Pacific Northwest. And
that's right. That's right. He's not good anymore.
Guys, you see what's happening at the All-Star game? It is a home run derby for the tiebreaker. I did not understand this. I did not know this rule. 3 players from each team have 3 swings, and essentially the most end up winning. So that, I love this. No
it's
pitching.
It's a swing off.
It is a literal home run. It's like a shootout for
what
soccer.
What I think they should do.
It's fantastic.
Oh is, dude, the national media is going to destroy baseball.
What I think they should do, actually, is a home run. Whatever, whoever hit a home run for the National League and the American League, whoever had the longer home run, that's who wins the
by
game.
By 0.08 feet.
Yes.
But, Aaron Boone chooses Judge.
That is blasphemous.
Doc Roberts is, I'll take Shohei, Freddie.
Oh my God, that's Ryan O'Hearn's wife's music.
What the hell is the meaning of this? You bastard. Damn his soul.
Looks like Rooker's first.
Yeah, because he takes Judge, Rooker,
Raleigh.
And Raleigh.
You have
look
to.
At the state. I mean, granted, it's almost midnight there, but that stadium behind home plate is empty. You yeah, see
it
this?
Is, it is not.
Are they still serving alcohol? Do they have to follow the same rules?
I thought that was bottom 7.
What the hell are we talking about? Were we doing something
Cal
here?
Raleigh, will he? He won the home run derby as the first ever catcher. Will another catcher win the derby? Both you guys pretty much leaned into yes.
I say yeah. I think Adley's got it.
Well, again, I don't know if it's going to be him, but, I mean, someone in the future. It'll be some dude with, I don't know, a big chest. Big.
What if Aaron Boone surprises everybody, and it's Brent Rooker, and then next is Gleyber Torres?
No.
And the winner is Jazz.
I mean, if you talk about the national media lambasting anybody,
it's going to say he doesn't want to win.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what. The American League must have a lot of respect for Brent Rooker. If Rooker's going up to the plate for this, right?
Well, you have
you'd have to think. Yeah. You're looking at your best home run guys in the National League. They're going, well, obviously Shohei. You know, so if in the American League, if you're Brent Rooker with Cal Raleigh and Aaron Judge, oh, dude, the National League's got to be Shohei, Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah.
Who's the third?
Alonso?
Pete Alonso,
he already hit
right?
a home run tonight, so he's feeling
we
it.
Saw, they were showing us Pete Alonso in the cage. He doesn't do the home run derby because he walks it off.
Oh, my God. That would see, I like the home run derby kind of being made a part of the All-Star game, too, because it's more entertaining than the All-Star game.
The national media is going to destroy this tomorrow.
Well, that's stupid. They shouldn't.
How stupid is Major League Baseball to do this?
By the way, Aaron Judge, 17 home runs at home, 18 away from New York.
Suck it, Schultzy.
How many of those are only home runs at Yankee Stadium?
17 are at home, 18.
No, you're not.
But how many of the 17 are right field, basically?
Like, how many are out of all 30 parks, how many are their homers?
Opposite field, just throwing that out there.
Oh, my God. All right, now we're splitting hairs.
Well, that's kind of what baseball's all about.
We're moving the goalposts.
Shut up.
What's next? What do you got next?
Yeah, it's having to do with Royals prospect Jack Caglione.
J-Cag.
J-Cag. Saw this earlier this week. I can't remember which announcer it was in Major League Baseball, but he went on the best rant about Jack Caglione's name. So, of course, he is a young prospect, 22 years old, just called up by the Royals earlier this season, one of the top prospects overall in baseball, but his name actually isn't Jack Caglione. His last name is Caglione, but his full name is Jeffrey Allen Caglione. So Jack is just all of those three letters put together.
Yeah, it's JAC, right?
So he is JAC, Jeffrey Allen Caglione, Caglione. And yeah. I like how the announcer in baseball was bringing up the fact that it's just like that old J.D. Davis name. It was basically Jordan Davis Davis, because he went by J.D. Davis, but it was just Jordan Davis as his initials. Like, that makes no sense to me, guys. I hate that this is allowed to be.
This reminds me of Juan Dulio.
Juan Dulio Martinez.
Juan Dulio Martinez. That's
right. Yeah, Jeffrey Allen Caglione Caglione, guys.
Dude, I got J-Cag in a dynasty league. Like, I'm holding on to him.
I think I'm kind of with you because I feel like we need more writer names, like author names, like J.A. Caglione. Like, what's your middle initial?
Juan Dulio. I have two.
Huh?
I have two.
You do have two middle names. Yeah. So, like, me being J.H. Fisher.
Jaman. Praise to be Jah, Lord of mercy.
And then your middle initial is T?
Yes, Thomas.
Yes.
GTS. Actually, I have Topanga. That's right. I have two. Thomas and Maurice.
Jordan Topanga Schultz.
JT Schultz.
Yep.
Okay. Brent Rooker, Randy Arozarena, and Aranda?
What are we doing?
Stauer, Schwarber, and Alonso.
Oh, because they have to be in the game. So if they've been taken out of the game, Cal Raleigh has been subbed for.
Oh, I hate that rule.
That is.
I now officially hate that rule.
Burn it down.
It needs to be Judge, Otani, Schwarber, Cal. Oh, Rooker just hit one 1,000 feet.
I find this absolutely ridiculous that they're like, hey, we know it's almost midnight here in Atlanta and this game started 3.5 hours ago. We can do a swing off here, but no, we couldn't do one last night in the first round. Yeah, no, absolutely not.
All right, well, we're going to watch this as Rooker, I think, just went deep again.
You're ahead of me, damn it. Stop.
Well, catch up, loser.
Damn.
Gosh, he should
American
have been
League up 2-0.
He should have been in the second round of
the
home runners.
I just want to go home, and I'm going to have to sit here and watch this. We come back, we'll wrap this stupid show up forever. Hot Corner, Today in the Fan. So we're going to finish up this stupid show. Randy Arozarena has hit one, so it's 3-1. He looks – one thing I love about Randy Arozarena at the plate, he always looks so mad. He's mad to be there.
He does have a scowl.
He's mad that he's good at baseball. He's mad when he hits a home run. He's mad when he catches a ball.
What's his wife look like?
Probably because he was on a raft from Cuba to Mexico.
Cenelia Pinedo Blanco is her
name. She look good?
She's no Hannah O'Hearn, I'll say that much.
Moving on.
Who is?
Dude.
So the American League's up 3-1. Schwarber coming up to the dish.
I have gone back and forth on this format.
I'm with you, Joe.
Multiple times in the last 5 minutes. One moment I'm like, this is stupid. And then I'm like, dude, having Schwarber and Alonso, that's actually a good setup.
You know what?
I'm like analyzing it. I'm like, wait, I hated this. Well, maybe I don't.
I am here for Kyle Schwarber to walk up and hit like seven 500-foot bombs.
Dude, I hope so.
Because Schwarber should be in the home run derby every year. I mean, he is a home run hitter. He should. I love Derek Skubal's already in street clothes.
Oh, my God. Showered and everything.
Schwarber should be in every home run derby. He's an Adam Dunn. I just hit dingers. I'm Big Al. Don't be shocked if Schwarber hits five home runs over 500 feet.
Yeah. Effortlessly.
Yeah. I love that he's slimmed down, too. I like skinny Schwarber. Yeah. Yep, there's one. Deep center. Oh, and he got it.
All right, let's end this show.
Yeah, can we end this show out early? Can you give 10 minutes of commercials?
No.
Leading into what, Ducks Insider?
No, no, we can't do 10 minutes. It's ESPN programming. But no.
Joe, I think it is really funny that this is our last show with the second weirdest end to an All-Star game of all time.
Yeah, it's it's only right that this goes out in a weird way, just like this All-Star game, and Schwarber is hitting bombs, and we've got hot wife talk, and it just
a lot of things that I don't usually love to do on this
show.
It
just feels right.
It's right in the feels.
Yeah. Well,
it's right in the feels. Speaking of the feels, Kyle Schwarber. Burp,
burp, burp. If for some reason, oh, and he hit another one.
It's an A-bomb. Now, what did I do wrong? Non si può stopparlo.
All right, this is kind of cool.
He had three home runs. I knew Schwarber was going to do something.
I have officially cast my ballot for this is cool.
If Schwarber is the reason the NL wins this All-Star game, is he going to... Is Kyle Schwarber elite? Is he going to the...
Kyle Schwarber's legacy?
Is Kyle Schwarber elite? Is he elite?
This is what we do with our last segment ever.
Like, Joe, I love you. My favorite Joe Fisher thing ever.
Keep the tradition living on, baby.
It is true.
Yeah, and if you're just so happen to be tuning in for the last 6 minutes of this program, you're tuning in to the last 6 minutes of this program ever.
This is
the last show of the Hot Corner.
Yeah, we'll call it here, you know. Existence. And now that we're having a break with Jonathan Aranda getting ready to go, you know, there's a lot of people that I want to thank for this show. You know, I want to thank Jeff Austin first and foremost.
Buffalo Wild Wings,
like, no joke, dude. Like, if Casey Box is listening right now, I want to give a shout out to Casey Box, Jordan Levas, Keith Hill, Luke Anderson, Rashad Taylor. There was a lot of fun times to be had that created this stupid show.
A lot
show.
Of mango habanero wings went around.
You know,
a lot of Asian zing.
I never thought that when I got told I was going to do a show with Mike Lynch, that Mike would become one of my closer friends, and we all root for him, and I'll continue, you know, I'll be here noon to 3 with Danny Meringue, and I'll continue to give you updates on Mike as I get them. You know, Mike is one of my favorite people that I've ever graced this earth with, and he taught me how to be a radio guy. He used his Syracuse, you know, privileged mind to help me one day, you know, and one day kind of start to achieve my goals, you know, and there's a huge, huge thank you to you, Joe. Like, insane. I don't know if I could ever really tell you how important you are to me.
Well, shucks.
Being on the ones and twos, there were times where Mike and I was like, the hell is wrong with this guy?
Stop.
We were.
Stop.
Well, you didn't care. You wanted to be big time. Now you are big time.
Well, I would bring my son into the show. I'd be like,
hey, that's another thing. I want to throw a fat shout out to Medium Joe. Medium Joe. Like, that guy, I've watched that kid grow up. He's bigger than me.
Yeah, he, honestly.
I met that kid when he was like 4 years old.
He'll be coming into the station here during the summer at some point. We will do a back-to-back height test because there is a good chance he is right up there with
us. I absolutely love that kid. I watched him grow up. Yeah. I watched him grow up.
Yeah, man, this is it's weird. We're like in the final countdown here as I believe the National League has sealed it up.
Sealed the deal because of Kyle Schwarber, future Hall of Famer Kyle Schwarber.
Is Kyle Schwarber elite?
Hey, man, he's 150 away from
500. What is his legacy?
He's 150 away from 500.
I like
it's 45 a year.
I like how the scoreboard just said 6-6 tie.
Is Kyle Schwarber elite?
I
3 hours of that coming up tomorrow. Meringue and Harris. Harris and Meringue.
Yeah, man, it's a weird, bittersweet feeling. This has been a part of my weekly routine for 10 years, as it has yours. Schulze has been a part of your weekly routine for the last 3 years. This has been listeners' routine for the last 10 years, hopefully, that they've been hearing us on these mics 7 to 9 on Wednesday and or Tuesday.
Let's do something for Game 1 of the World Series. That sound all right, guys?
Like what? Like a podcast or something?
No, I mean, like, let's get together and watch some baseball.
All right, I'm down for that.
We're all-star games every year. Maybe we can convince the bosses to let us do an all-star game every Tuesday.
Just once?
Once a year.
Once a year.
The Hot Corner all-star comes back for an all-star game on Tuesdays.
I'm down for it.
And shout out to the YouTube crew who was like, obviously, it's not, you know, logistically possible, but it would have been nice to have Mike here today.
Yeah.
If he was able to, he would come down. I know he would.
I hope he's listening. I don't know if you told him about what was going down and that this was the last show or not. But
I don't think I did. Communication with Mike, you got to be pretty deliberate when you communicate with
Luckily,
Mike.
Luckily, this podcast...
It's hard to just kind of BS with Mike.
This podcast will live in the annals of the internet for forever.
Next to Beers on Us.
Yeah. You can go and listen to Beers on Us if you want to.
Dude, I think actually a lot of those are probably still pretty good. Shout out the Trader Joe's episode. The Trader Joe's beer episode.
Hey.
Trader Joe's episode and the non-alcoholic beer episode are the two highest downloaded episodes in the history of Beers on Us.
I still love how I...
Like, we presented awards at the Oregon Beer
you
Awards.
Did.
And nobody cared. It was the NA beer and the Trader Joe's beers.
I used your
Trader
show.
Jose.
I used your show to get me a free
yes!
pass to the Maui Brew Fest.
And how was that? Awesome.
It was great.
Yeah.
I saved like $100 on a ticket and I got in right away. I didn't have to wait in line.
Somebody was like, oh, right this way, man. Here's some tokens. Like,
I did an interview for that show.
That we never aired.
Oh, I think you aired.
Did we air it?
I think it was part of it. Yeah. Right. I mean, it wasn't the best content, but well, dude, it's been a fun 10 years.
It has. And to JR, who just texted in for it's always a Wednesday, you are correct. I always think of Wednesdays very fondly. Maybe that's how the Hot Corner lives on. Maybe in the afternoon, for it's always a Wednesday. Although I'm pretty used to saying Tuesday now.
Well, sign off both days like that.
Both days like that.
Yeah. Or check in. Yeah. For it is a Monday, for it is always a Monday.
For it's always a Monday.
For it is a Friday, for it is always a
no,
Friday.
No, I think I got to pick a day. If I pick a day, it's got to be Wednesday.
Yeah, I think so.
It's got to be Wednesday.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Although Tuesday was a big move for us. We were really happy to move to Tuesday.
Yeah, they should have canceled us then.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Bittersweet moment, man. Love you. Again, I get to see you more often, so it's not
true.
Like I'm never going to see you. Like,
can you do me a favor, Joe, and sell my show? That'd be great.
No.
I said that to Cooley today. Hey, day two. Still haven't seen anybody sell anything. And Cooley looked at me. I swear he was actually mad.
He said that. And I'm like, I don't know what I have to tell Patrick that I wasn't even selling our show. All right.
Oh, 10 years of this stupid show and nobody has ever sold this show.
Hey, man, we are making some hires.
Luke Anderson sold his show.
We're making some hires in the building. We just got a new IT guy.
That is true.
We've got three.
He's going to give me printer privileges.
We've got
I don't think
three
the station is ready for me to have printer
new
privileges.
New salespeople. We're going to be getting an engineer here soon.
It's pretty rad.
Odyssey looking like a real radio station
pretty
over here.
Pretty rad.
At
least we're going to fake
1080
it.
1080 the fan.
I mean, probably fake it as long as we can.
This is the last time hearing this.
Well, that's it, huh?
Yeah.
That's it. Shout out John Fogerty.
Shout out baseball. Shout out the listeners. Shout out you. Shout out Mike Lynch. Shout out Jordan Schulze. Shout out me. I mean, come on.
You can catch Joe and Rashad on Sundays for Sports Sunday. Schulze is always around, always finding roles to do and being a part of a very integral, important part of what we do down here. You can catch me with Danny Meringue every day, noon to 3. I guess, yeah, for Schulze on the ones and twos, for Mike Lynch, For Jeff Austin, that's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Always.
And love it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.